You're listening to SBS News.
It's Sunday morning, time for Eduardo Garcia's therapeutic ritual, taking a boat to the fields of Mexico City to pick food for his restaurants. Eduardo is now a famous chef in Mexico, but he grew up on America's farms as an illegal immigrant, picking fruit, and he was deported not once but twice.
I worked the fields as a kid, so for me it was amazing. I consider it to be the education that I never had, because now my job, which is cooking, involves vegetables around the earth, around what we humans consume every day, which is, in my case, vegetables. So it's a job that was my education.
Dame dos maíces, por favor, dos elotes, y dame el jugo de dos naranjas.
Eduardo learned to become a top chef in the U.S., and though deportation was a brutal experience, including 4 months in a federal prison, he's thriving in Mexico with the skills he learned in America.
Life after deportation for me has been really good, and it can be good for anybody.
Mexico can seem unfamiliar and unwelcoming to deportees who spent years living in the United States. And there can be a stigma associated with being deported. Now there's a movement lobbying for the rights of deportees so their voices can be heard.
Ana Laura Lopez was deported from Chicago after the U.S. authorities learned she was there illegally. Her children are still in America, a source of constant sadness. Ana Laura has set up a collective, printing T-shirts and bags with edgy slogans about immigration, raising money for deportees facing hardship.
In 2016, returning to Mexico was very painful. I suffered a terrible depression. I didn't feel comfortable in my own country because it's complicated to return to Mexico after so much time. There's a lot of discrimination against us, and there's a negative stereotype that those of us who are deported are people who committed crimes back in the United States. But that's wrong. We are not criminals.
Raúl de Jesús Torres is fighting for the rights of deportees like Ana Laura. He's been elected to represent migrants in Mexico City's Congress and finds that people who've been deported live in a netherworld between the U.S. and Mexico.
Because they are not welcome in Mexico, obviously, and obviously they are not welcome in the U.S. So they feel that they don't match in either country, because for the government these people don't exist. It's only like Mexicans that are coming back, and that's it. So there are not programs that can bring these deportees back into the culture, back into the private sector or the public if they want to join.
Well, Chef Eduardo Garcia knows how hard it is to be uprooted from the U.S. He firmly believes that deportation can be an opportunity. He now owns a string of successful restaurants.
I am living the Mexican dream. When I was in the U.S., I didn't know that I could have a dream. I thought I was one of the 12 million undocumented who is supposed to be part of the workforce.
So Eduardo Garcia hopes his example can inspire deportees and that Mexico can appreciate the dynamism of those who've learned so much living in the shadows of America.